Tell somebody how glad you ought to be there today, how glad you ought to see them. Do these look okay? I left like that. I know that's where I got it. Love you. All right. You can be seated. Everybody get a seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, there are registration pads found in the pew, and we'd love for you to fill them out so that we can have a record of your attendance. Prayer request cards are found in the pew. Praise reports found in the pew. Fill them out. Drop them in the offering plate. Also, there's this little thing. It's called Salty Service. And if you've done benevolence during the week for someone outside the church, we would like to know that. You just take it out of the pew, drop it in the offering plate. We'll be happy. Want to give thanks to all the people who donated and gave to the lilies. They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yes.
All right, so that was wonderful. The Cuba Lenten offering is now, let's see, Cuba is up to $1,132. So we can send Joan and she can come home. Yes, that's good. We would like to collect a little bit more. They'll be in the pews. They're in the pews. Just take one out, put some money in it, and we'll give a gift to our sister church in Cuba besides sending Joan there to share our love. Last Sunday for Lenten offering, we wanted to collect $3,000 to send our children and youth to camp. We're at $2,222.45. So we could use a little bit of more help there. There is no Bible study on Thursday at 2 o'clock, only at 7. No Wednesday Bible study either. Have you finished that one totally? No.
No.
You're just postponing it for a week. Okay. Church Council Sunday, so be in prayer for that. And speaking of prayer, Betty, you got something to say about prayer? Do it, but we need prayer. And if you're in any of the neighborhoods that we're talking about, even if you're just driving through, offer a prayer. God hears them while you're driving too, okay? All right. Thank you, Betty. Any other announcements from the church or the community?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, yes. Barbara.
Forgot me?
All right.
Okay. Next Sunday, the 27th, we have an opportunity for you to support Relay for Life. It's being held at the Masonic Lodge on Kingsley. It is breakfast. It is a strawberry waffle breakfast with all the trimmings. Yes, strawberry waffles. That's strawberry on the waffle. They're homemade waffles. Okay? And there's ham and eggs and all just all sorts of stuff. Anyways, it's an $8 cost. It's eat as much as you want.
Oh, Lord.
I'm taking money. Anyways, you have three opportunities because they are going to be serving from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., which means you can have breakfast, you can have brunch, or you can have lunch.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Okay. Any other announcements from the church or the community? All right. We're going to sing.
Please turn to 261. We'll sing the Lord of the Dance.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What else do we have in here? You want to take a look? It smells kind of bad, but... Ooh! Look, a mouse. Oh, and it's got a yellow jacket on its back. Oh, and look. And look at this. What is that? Isn't that cool? That's not cool. Look at this. Ta-da. Snake, yeah. Sure. You want to hold it? This is my dead box, and I only get it out once a year. I get it out when it's Easter. Why do you think I get it out when it's Easter? I get it out at Easter because at Easter we celebrate there is no dead thing of Jesus. Jesus is alive. He never really died. And these things remind us that things die, but it's also to remind us that Jesus didn't, that he's not found in that grave, in that tomb. He's missing. Do you know where he is? He's in heaven. He sits with the right hand of God. Yeah. So that's really important that we remember that things die, but Jesus got resurrected from the dead and he sits at the right hand of God. And he is there for us. Yes. So let's have a prayer. Lord, we are grateful that you are alive forever and that you want us to be your child forever. In your name we pray. Amen. What do you do with your candy paper? Way, yeah.
Today's music reminds us, through the account of the Easter story, that whatever the need, whatever the heartache, Jesus is the only one who can touch and change a life completely. Once that happens, we want to join with all who have been changed by his love and mercy to sing his praises and tell him how much you love him. Hope was in short supply in the land of Israel. Rome was just one more iron hand in a long history of rulers that oppressed the Jews. They must have doubted that they would ever see the nation restored to what it had been. Then a prophet appeared. Oh, there had been prophets before, like John the Baptizer, who came preaching the kingdom was close. But this new prophet, this Jesus of Nazareth, seemed so different. Long before she reached out to touch Jesus, his words and his life had touched her. She had watched from afar as he cared for the poor who could give him nothing in return. As he embraced the lowly, others avoided. As he put his arms around lepers and made friends with tax collectors. She believed that if she could only reach him, even to touch the hem of his garment, Jesus could change her life.
touched me and made me whole. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He's cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to trust Him. I'll shout it while He's eternity rolls. He touched me, oh. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
He touched me, oh, He touched me, He touched me,
and oh,
something
happened, and
Master's words have been serious. The night He celebrated Passover with His closest friends, He acted with such love and spoke of such reassurance. He gave thanks for the bread and offered up the wine. Yet His disciples had no idea what was about to happen would give this last meeting and this last meal and evening with Him a whole new meaning.
Thank you.
That evening was filled with sweet memories for his disciples. Jesus told them that he loved them and called them his friends. He said that even though he was going away, he would send someone to help them, to comfort them. But later that night in the garden, the sound of soldiers' footsteps, the smell of blazing torches, and the shouts as he was arrested were ugly, painful scenes seared into their minds. And these were memories that could never and should never be erased.
Anything like the 8:15 service, it'll be wonderful. Amen. Prayers this morning, we need to lift up a couple people. We've got a couple people in the hospital. Scotty Bailey is in the hospital. Kim Wilds is in the hospital. Bob Lamming's going in to have some surgery. Lou Beattie is going to have some surgery this week. Kayla's mom's on the road moving. You had something? Yeah, and Annette's on that cruise in the Bahamas, and we have to pray for her. For sure. Okay, good. Josh will be coming back from Carolina. Good. Oh, they're going to Carolina. Okay. Your Aunt Joy. She's in rehab. And Mom's doing good? All right, and how is Mark doing? Happy. Sad. Oh, because of your aunt. Well, it's Easter. Okay. All right. Others we need to lift up this morning in a special way. It's good to see Marlene in the choir. Amen. Kayla?
Thanks.
Okay, your mom's friend's father-in-law had a stroke. Do you know his name?
No.
Okay, we'll just have to leave it at that. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I have a friend. Her and her husband both just contacted cancer.
All right, colon and breast cancer. Robert and Marlene, we need to lift up in prayer. Okay. Yes, Kayla?
My friend Debbie has cancer all throughout her whole body.
All right, Debbie, who has cancer, we need to lift her up. Yes, sir? Oh, all right. All right. All right, work job, got to get it going. All right, fantastic, we'll keep that up in prayer. And there are some others who are looking for work too. Lee?
Our niece, Susie Slough, has that polio that returns on you, and she's not doing very well.
All right, Susie with the recurring polio. Are they going somewhere?
Oh.
Oh, Bob, you didn't invite us. Bob and Kay going on a cruise. All right. We'll have to keep them in our prayers. Yes, B? And her name is Donna, who fell, Mom. And that reminded me that Sherry's mother had surgery and has a shunt in her head, so we need to pray for Sherry's mom. All right, there are some bad things happening in the world. We got a ferry boat turned over. We got other problems, Venezuela, unrest. We got unrest in Russia and Ukraine, and we got all kinds of problems in Africa. We got Syria. We got Afghanistan. We got discrimination. We got tyranny, oppression. We have a lot of the children of the world fighting at the dumps for what they can get to eat, so we need to remember them. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. On such a glorious day, O Lord, where we celebrate the resurrection, we give you thanks for allowing us to be your children, to believe, to have faith, to find our meaning and purpose in the resurrected Christ. We know that we were created to be your children, and we give you thanks that we can worship and gather and share our faith with each other, our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world, and not just next to us in the pew. That we can be the voice of your love, of your gifts, of grace, of justice, of peace, and that we might in some way share what we have with the rest of the world, that all may come to know the greatness of who you are. We've lifted up some by name. There are others on our hearts that need your presence in a very special way today, Lord. Healing, a celebration, joy, a concern, a surrender, a peace, wisdom. And as we travel the road in the days ahead, Lord, we ask that you would lead us. Let your Spirit guide us. Let us be pleasing to you in everything we do. For you are our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're reading out of Matthew in the 28th chapter, first 10 verses. Hear this, God's word. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see. See the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him again. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings!" And they came to him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Praise God for the word of God. Women come to the tomb. Jesus has died. He is dead. They don't know what to do. His death was not expected, you know. They wanted everyone to be a part of his movement. He was their beloved leader. He showed them who God's love was really meant and what God's Spirit really meant. He is dead, and I suspect going to the tomb is an act of mourning, some way of trying to make sense of some of the things that have happened in the days just before this early first day morning. The hope and expectations they had for him are there in the tomb. How could this happen? How could this be so? It is so unreal. His death has really impacted our lives. No one would stand up and try to help him with the religious leaders. No one would stand up and fight with Pilate for his life. Only one brave Pharisee, Joseph of Arimathea, even had the courage to ask for his body. His disciples were hiding. They were afraid. They didn't want the crowd to turn on them either, because the crowd is fickle. They cried out for him to die when just days before they paraded with him and honored him as he entered into the gates of Jerusalem. The women approach the tomb. The earth shakes. The ground heaves up and down. And it seems that the very center of this earthquake is the tomb itself. And then an angel comes down from heaven and rolls away the stone and sits upon it. His clothes are as white as snow, and his appearance is aura is in the brightness of lightning, And the angel speaks to the women as the ground stops heaving. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus, but he's not here. Look, the tomb is empty. He has been raised from the dead. And the women look at each other, and you can see on their faces that he is making some sort of a statement that is hard for them to believe. How could he be alive if he has just been dead? We saw him die. How is it that this Jesus can be out of the tomb? Someone perhaps has stole his body. But the angel says, you know he's not here. He told you he wouldn't be here. Don't you remember? The women say, he's alive. He's alive. Once dead, now alive. How can that be? And as they go to tell the disciples all of this that has happened, Jesus meets them on the path as they are afraid and running toward the disciples. He stops them dead in their tracks and he says, hello. Hello? Are you looking for me? Hello? Well, they went to the tomb and they found a surprise. He wasn't there. And as they're running away from the empty tomb, half afraid of perhaps this angel, half afraid of an earthquake, half afraid that maybe someone has stole his body, Jesus meets them and he says, hello. Are you looking for me? He is alive. Amen. He says to them, you can worship me, it's okay, but we have other things to do. They fall at his feet, they want to worship him. Dead, alive, and now worship, and he says, no, we have to go to Galilee. There are things we have to do. Go tell my brothers to meet me there. You see, it isn't over. Dead, alive, and now to be alive in all of us. He is raised from the grave and he will lead us again. He will help us to find the will of God and the Spirit of God in among us, that we may do great things in Jesus' name, that we may be Christians for the world, Christ-like, that he may live in us and that we may live in him. That we will share the love of God that was a part of his life, that was a part of what he told us, that was a part of what he showed us, that was a part of who we can be. For we truly live in the resurrected Christ, and that we are able to share his life from the moment of our first breath to the moment of our last, and even then, into eternity. He is alive. Amen. If our ushers will come forward, we'll worship our God and our Lord with our gifts and tithes. We ask your blessing, O Lord, on this great high holy day, that these things might be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. give you thanks, O Lord. Amen.
Jesus laid down his life to pay the price for our sin. What an amazing sacrifice. What a beautiful gift of love. And yet, for those who dared to follow all the way to Golgotha, what happened there must have brought incredible grief. Their final glimpse of Jesus was of Joseph and Nicodemus lowering his broken, lifeless body from the cross. It was the end of every hope for the new kingdom that had seemed so close. It was a darkness that falls when dreams die. It was the agony of deep sorrow with the emptiness of loss. What else there was to do now but just go home.
He was there. So
it's all true. Jesus rose to life that morning, and he still lives today. So there's hope, whatever your need, whatever your heartache. If you feel like an outcast, if you feel unworthy, if you're hurting or held captive, come to Jesus. When Jesus touches you and heals you and sets you free, well, he said it himself. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Once that happens, you want to join all those who have been changed by his grace. You want to sing his praises and tell him how you love him.
Conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And God's people said, amen. All right. All right. Let's stand. Let's sing number 310, He Lives. Now he's alive. We want to worship him, but we need to do his work. He calls us to be his disciples. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Oh, victory! Oh, victory! Thank you.